This is Jay Kolb, and I am here at beautiful Sunken Gardens on 4th Street North, right here in St. Petersburg. And they've got some interesting projects going on here. You'll notice when you drive down 4th Street, the iconic sign is missing right now, and they've got something planned for that. And I've got Dwayne Biggs here, and he's going to give us a little inside skinny on what's going on. Dwayne, thanks for chatting with us today.
Absolutely. We're glad you're here.
Well, so let's get right into it. What's happened with the sign?
Well, after a lot of process of getting funding with the city, we were able to replace the iconic Sunken Gardens 4th Street sign. That sign was actually replaced by the city back in 2003, so that really wasn't the original 1960 sign. It resembled the 1960 sign, had some of the original posts supporting the sign, but So we worked with Thomas Signs here in St. Pete and came up, looked at vintage photos, came up with a great new, somewhat different look. It's going to look similar to what was up there, but some of the really cool aspects of that sign will be coming back.
Oh, that's great. So you're definitely going to keep that sort of 60s retro cool vibe going on.
Absolutely. Everybody loves that sign. And it was, we started getting phone calls and social media popping up. What's going on with the sign? It's not going away. And we quickly posted some stuff to make sure everybody understands what's happening.
That's fabulous. I think one thing that's really wonderful here, and you really get the sense of this when you go through the History Museum, is the sort of retro, cool, a little bit kitschy aspect of Sunken Gardens back in the 60s and 70s, and I'm really glad to hear you're going to kind of keep that going with the new sign.
Well, that's a part of who we are. You know, we were a roadside attraction for many years here in the state of Florida, and we were identified as that. So, you know, keeping that sign what it originally looked like is very important.
Now, that's awesome. It seems like there's always something going on here, and I know you've got a couple of festivals coming up. There's a flamingo festival and an orchid festival, I think, coming up. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, March the 5th, Sunday, is our Flamingo Festival. We have not had that in a few years because of COVID. It's a really popular festival, and it's kind of focusing on the flamingos and that charismatic species that we have here at the gardens. It'll be a lot of fun. We also, April the 2nd, is Orchid Festival, and that is an extremely popular event here at the gardens. That's on Sunday as well. And it's an opportunity for people to be able to purchase orchids, learn about orchids, and the garden is completely packed out with vendors, and it's just an amazing sight to see.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, the flamingos had more than their little 15 minutes of fame when the hurricane blew through. That was definitely kind of a fun little odd event that happened as a result of Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, we're still actually getting folks commenting about that, and I've worked in zoos for 30-plus years, and it's actually a common practice sometimes in weather events to use restrooms for housing animals because it has tile and drains in the floor. So we made that choice to move them up here with all the other animals, and there's actually now an artist did a rendering of that photograph. We sell the stickers and those prints in the gift shop, and he did an amazing job of that. But yeah, people still ask, hey, is that the restrooms the flamingos were in?
Well, that's fabulous. And let's get back to the sign for just a minute. When can we expect to see the new sign coming up?
So they pulled down most of the sign yesterday and today. They're going to be working on removing a large concrete footer that's in the ground. And that sign was not to codes for hurricane and storm. So it needed some TLC. All of that's getting replaced so that sign could withstand higher winds. So that demo and all will happen this week. And then with fingers crossed, the new sign will go up next week.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, Thomas Signs has been working on this for over a year. They said it's one of the most complex signs they've ever worked on.
Wow. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on that as we drive up and down 4th Street. Thanks very much for chatting with us. We'll be looking forward to seeing the new sign when that pops up. And Sunken Gardens, folks, this is just a real treasure here in the St. Petersburg area. Over 100 years, wonderful history here. So come on down 4th Street North right here in St. Petersburg. This is Jay Kolb. Thanks very much. You're listening to Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, your community radio station.